Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. A water main break in Grace Ferry forced residents along 28th Street between Reed and Dickinson Streets to move their cars as cold water rushed into the street and engulfed surrounding blocks. Neighbors tell our news partner, NBC 10, that the break happened just after 7:30 Friday night. Authorities arrived on the scene about an hour later. This resident, Michael, had his basement flooded.
Chaos. It's chaotic. It's really unfortunate, bad. It's cold out. People are going to be displaced now.
Meanwhile, fellow neighbor Dawn says this was a first.
This has never happened. I've never seen a water main break on this street.
Firefighters, along with crews from the water department and Philadelphia Gas Works, found the valve and stopped the gushing water. They also went door to door along 28th Street to check on residents and probe for any gas leaks or further flooding. The water department is investigating what caused the water main break there in Grace Ferry. Resident physicians across the city are electing to unionize. This week, postgraduate doctors employed by Einstein Healthcare Network and Temple University Hospital, about 1,200 people altogether, joined a union. Election results at other Philly healthcare systems are expected to come in the coming week. KYW's Vic Ragyapathy spoke to a resident at Einstein after he and his colleagues organized.
545 residents and fellows at Einstein voted to join the Committee of Interns and Residents Wednesday, a local of the Service Employees International Union.
Unionizing is good for the residents and also good for the patients. If we are optimizing our work conditions, that also optimizes how we can see patients. And at the end of the day, I think that's what is really important to us.
That's Dr. Matt Wynn, a third-year post-grad resident at Jefferson Einstein Hospital in North Philly.
I think people were pretty apprehensive and unsure of where to step in terms of talking about the union and whether or not they wanted to openly support it. After the vote, I feel like people were very excited.
The Einstein residents were the second such group in the city to join CIRSEIU after UPenn doctors ratified their contract last September. Temple was the third, and the union says results from more groups are expected in the coming days. To them, Dr. Wynn says,
this is your chance to make your voice be heard and to give you, as residents, opportunity to kind of come together and make your needs known.
KYW reached out to Einstein for comment and has not heard back. Vic Ragyapathy, KYW News Radio 103.9. FM.
Philadelphia's youth ombudsman says that the city's juvenile detention center overuses and misuses the seclusion of residents as a tool to maintain order at the facility. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief has that story.
Youth ombudsperson Tracy Johnson says the report on the use of seclusion at the Philadelphia Juvenile Justice Center, or PJJSC, grew out of her own observations.
During our first couple of visits, we noticed that there were young people in seclusion, and we didn't always see the staff members going to the door to put their eyes on the young people every 5 minutes, which is required under the 3800 regulations.
Chapter 3800 are the state regulations for children in residential treatment. They also mandate a supervisor check every 2 hours, which Johnson says she never saw and found no documented record of, and prohibits secluding a child for more than 4 hours without a wellness check, and limits seclusion to a maximum of 8 hours in 2 days.
We're not objecting to the use of seclusion as a tool to keep young people safe. It's about the overuse of seclusion in a way that is not compliant with the 3800 regulations.
Johnson says PJJSC leadership acted promptly to reduce seclusion, but she recommends additional policy changes on its use. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
In the waning days of his term, President Joe Biden's administration issued sweeping deportation protections for immigrants from three countries in turmoil by extending their temporary protection status in the U.S. until at least 2026. KYW's Nigel Thompson spoke to two leaders of Philadelphia's Venezuelan community about the extension and what it means.
The Biden administration's decision to extend TPS for Venezuelan immigrants alongside those from Sudan and Ukraine came 10 days before a Trump administration set on cracking down on protections for migrants. But it also came at a politically poignant moment for Venezuela.
It just felt perfect within the circumstances happening today in Venezuela when Nicolas Maduro decided to take over the presidency and become officially a dictator.
Emilio Buitrago has been a leader in Philadelphia's Venezuelan community for more than 20 years. Maduro was sworn in on Friday for his third term as president after an election many international observers called out for its repression of any opposition to the strongman. Those political tensions and the lack of access to basic necessities are why Marcos Bolivar, leader of Philadelphia's Casa de Venezuela, says the continued TPS status is necessary for Venezuelans in the city and beyond.
You don't have a right, but also you don't have a permission, food, medicine. You can find anything in that country right now.
Within Philadelphia's Venezuelan community, which numbers close to 5,000 according to census estimates, Bolivar said there's a sense of relief.
Reduce the stress, basically. Everybody with a TPS condition, I think they should be more than happy.
I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Well, we're all hearing the Eagles' fight song this weekend in the region as the Birds get ready to take on Green Bay in tomorrow's wild card playoff at the Link, but the song wasn't always the Eagles' anthem, as KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
It's so ingrained in the hearts of Philly sports fans that it seems like it's been around forever, but the current Eagles fight song was only born in 1995 when Eagles pep band founder Bobby Manscher and alto sax player Brian Saunders reworked a little-known five-minute composition from the 1950s called the Eagles Victory Song. Saunders says the result was a peppy 30-second version.
We got together and we came up with an idea to, put some words and change the words that actually were in the song itself. So that's when we actually branded Fly Eagles Fly.
They added the E-A-G-L-E-S at the end in the studio and then went tailgate to teach fans the new lyrics. Manscher says it caught on.
I think we made a mark, but also collectively, so did the fans, because if they didn't sing it, we wouldn't be doing it.
Of course, now the team plays the fight song after every touchdown at the Link. Saunders is still pinching himself.
Oh, yes, every touchdown. Absolutely. What a thrill.
In South Philadelphia, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Go Birds. And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker, just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.